The midterm election year has gotten underway with California's primary. Congressman Gary Condit lost the Democratic primary in the state's 18th congressional district to former ally and protege Assemblyman Dennis Cardoza. Condit's campaign was overshadowed by the Chandra Levy scandal. The young Washington intern disappeared last April. His alleged affair with her cost him the support of Democratic leaders. In the Republican primary for governor, businessman and political neophyte Bill Simon Jr. defeated former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon. At one time, Reardon had led in the polls by more than 30 points. Bill Simon will face incumbent Democrat Gray Davis in November. NPR's Ina Jaffe prepared this report.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next governor of California, Bill Simon.
Well, there's a long way to go to November, a long fight against a tough incumbent governor. But then who thought financier Bill Simon would ever actually win this nomination? He did it in part by reaching out to the hardcore Republican loyalists, the conservatives who are most likely to vote in a primary election. Last night, in accepting the nomination of his party, Simon thanked them, then immediately set to work wooing more moderate voters who may be disenchanted with California Governor Gray Davis. Simon turned his victory speech into a stump speech.
Must we say well done, Governor?
No!
After blackouts, billions of dollars of overpriced power, and an energy crisis that still smolders?
No!
Are we going to applaud Governor
Simon
Davis
will spend the next several months tearing down Gray Davis, but he might just as well thank him. Simon wasn't even a blip on anyone's radar screen when this campaign began. All attention was on former L.A. Mayor Richard Reardon, whose socially moderate views were more in tune with California voters and who, therefore, would be the toughest opponent for Gray Davis in the fall. But Davis went after Reardon well before Simon did by taking the unprecedented step of spending as much as $10 million on a series of scathing attack ads. The commercials questioned Reardon's commitment to abortion rights, among other issues, and generally made him look indecisive and unprincipled. Last night, as the polls were getting ready to close, Reardon briefly spoke to reporters gathered for the GOP's primary night party and seemed resigned to his fate.
Well, I think that Gray Davis, his $10 million, did a very good job, by which I mean a very evil job, of misdescribing Dick Reardon, and then Bill Simon came in with some negative ads with inaccuracies, and together they paid some dividends.
The collapse of Reardon's candidacy is a disappointment for those who were counting on him to revive California's nearly moribund Republican Party. In a state that was once Ronald Reagan country, Democrats hold both U.S. Senate seats, all statewide offices but one, and about two-thirds of the legislature. Reardon ran on his vision of a different kind of California GOP that would reach out to the voters who'd turn their backs on the party. And in his concession speech last night, Reardon insisted that his vision of the Republican Party was one still worth fighting for.
The Republican Party will become more powerful by becoming inclusive. We must bring women back to the party to sit at the decision table. We must open our doors to minorities by creating opportunities for all of them.
Reardon lost despite backing from state party leaders and from the Bush administration. The White House had recruited him to run in the first place. But Republican political analyst Alan Hoffenblum says that Reardon has mainly himself to blame for the way things turned out.
He ran a November campaign trying to appeal to Democrats' independent crossover and did not really go out and explain to Republicans why they should vote for him. Gray Davis took advantage of that and went out and portrayed Dick Reardon as a big city liberal and gave Republicans no reason to vote for him.
As for the nominee Bill Simon, Hoffenblum says,
tonight, the California Republicans went to the polls and nominated an individual that I think as soon as 3 or 4 weeks ago, most of us had never heard of.
The big challenge for Simon now, says Hoffenblum, will be to define himself to California voters before California Governor Gray Davis does it for him. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.